Sister, when you say how, then you will never be free from it. So if you start asking that how will it happen, how can this be done, so you'll never be free from things. So if you ask how will anger come, why will the anger come, then you will not be free from it. So it is like if there is a fire in your home. So why does the fire break out at your home? There must be some mistake in your home, isn't it? So it is our mistake. So even when there is a fire, our job is to put it out first. It is not about first questioning about, oh, there is fire. No, the first thing is to put water to it, to put off the fire. And instead of putting water, if you put more of gasoline to it, or if you put more fuel to it, then what happens to it? So in Gita, the Lord says that lust and anger are the greatest enemies. Lust is called the greatest enemy, but anger makes others as your enemies. And if somebody has lust, his eyes, his attitude will not be pure at all. He cannot be good. So the same way, if your attitude is off, showing anger to others, then even children won't come to you. They are afraid of you. So bring love and peace, contentment, and the power of tolerance in your attitude. So if there is peace, anger will not come. If there is peace, anger will not come. If you are content, anger will not come. There is power of tolerance, anger will not come to you. If there is love, anger will not come to you. If there are good things with you, the anger will not come to you. But if you don't have good things with you, if you are not content, then anger will come to you. Then you will hold others responsible for something. You will blame others. So the reason for anger is because you are servants of your desires. Yeah? So if you become servant, if you are under the control of your desires, then you can never overcome anger. But if I have the consciousness that I am the child of the Supreme, that I am the child of God, and God is giving me peace and happiness, then that I am very happy, that I am very peaceful, if these are the thoughts, then I overcome anger. I speak sweetly. And when I speak sweetly, my mind is cool. My heart is joyous. So if this is the way, will their anger come to you? If your heart is happy, yeah, even when you are listening, that time your heart is happy now. So now you are not angry because you are happy listening to me. So when somebody wants to give you anger to you, if somebody wants to give sorrow to you, you wouldn't take it because you're happy, you're already content with it. So I do not have any money in my pocket, but I still have this intoxication that who am I, whom do I belong to, that I'm God's child. So this intoxication makes me free of all these things. This one thing, that whom do I belong to, who am I, whom do I belong to, this intoxication, anger will not come. And a little bit of this anger, if it is increased, then we call it as anxiety. And anxiety comes to you only when you are a bit jealous. And why is this anger to you? Because there is a little bit of jealousy in you. Because you are looking at someone, you are saying that I also must become like someone else. So that time when I see that I am not becoming like other, and I am wanting it to, I am having a strong desire to become like it, and I am not doing it, and if I am not able to achieve it or attain it, that time, yes, then anger comes to you. There are three types of anger. One anger is internal, inside, it is in the mind. The second anger is in the eyes. So people are afraid just looking at your eyes. They'll question, oh, what will the other person say if I say something to him? People are just afraid of you just looking at your face, looking at your eyes. But if you start speaking sweetly, that time the other person will also be happy. So always, in my eyes, let there be mercy, let there be peace, let there be truth. My feelings must be always good to others. Even if somebody is not good, let there be this good feeling that let him be good. So even if he is not, I just look at him with a positive attitude. I look with these eyes of giving to him the good feelings. That my heart must be a giving heart, a merciful heart, a truthful heart. So that time it becomes natural for me to overcome these things. So do you need anything when you have all these things? If people ask you, do you need anything? You wouldn't say no. If people ask me now, I say no, I don't need anything. So this is a matter of understanding. That I'm telling you straightforward that getting angry on someone is not at all a sensibility. A sensible person would never show anger. And anybody who is sensible, who will be humble, and who will take care of his words. The present time, the impression on other people is also something that has to change. The third thing that you can follow, that you can send out anger out of your life, is that my behavior must be good so that everybody likes it. I must not see anything bad in anybody else. Now God has given me such powers that He has made me bad to good. He has converted that badness to good. That my bad things have gone and only the goodness has remained. This mercy of the Almighty, that His love, His mercy has made me like this. But even at this point of time, when the time is at its extreme, even at that point of time, He is giving me the teaching how to live, how to lead life. So any time when I go outside, when people ask me something, so I give them these three tablets, that is of peace, patience and love. So there are these three tablets you need to take in the morning, so the whole day is fine. Just these three tablets of patience, peace and love. And if the whole day, if I'm practicing these three things, then my whole day is fine. And when there is patience, peace and love, what do you find? You see in the outside world, in every home, there is quarrel. There is anger everywhere. So if there is one person angry in the family, like the mother is angry or the father is angry, even the children will have the effect of it. Their whole day is ruined. So anger is one of the greatest enemies. So just because of anger, nobody would feel that I am their friend. So I always say, so first become a friend of yourself. Become thy friend. Change yourself. And second, make God your friend. There is a book of Companion of God, a book named Companion of God. There is a book called Companion of God, printed in so many different languages. So how is God? God is loveful and lawful, and He is my companion. So it is by love you become lawful. So you will not do anything wrong because you have love. So all the rules and regulations, how is my behavior? My behavior with others is always expecting of anything. It is always of giving to others. So, and if I leave these rules and regulations, then I suffer. I don't have to waver my intellect. My intellect must not go here and there. It is God's blessings and mercies both together. It is His mercy that He wants me to save from the worries. So if I'm free of these worries, free of the fear, free of the anger, then God gives me blessing. He sees that I'm free of all these things. Then He gives me blessings. Yeah, it is God's mercy and His blessings together. For doing good things, it is always the hand of His blessing on my head. And if you have God's blessing with you, how will you ever become angry? Tell me. So it is God's blessing that He has my... I don't have to ask any blessings from the God. He has always bestowed it upon me. That if I myself am obedient to God, then He will always naturally give me blessings. I must not give sorrow to anyone. Okay, everybody is fine. Yeah, everybody is fine.